Hello, and welcome once again to Share the World Internet Radio Show, coming to you live from the universe. I'm your host, Joseph Entery, and in the last couple of shows, we have been exploring the great idea whose time has come and cannot be stopped, which is the universal Christ idea of sharing the whole world and blessing all the people of the earth. The last two shows have been about the great channeling in the everlasting gospel about Spirit God's world master plan for total transformation and planetary enlightenment. Two shows ago, we got into the New Covenant World Bill of Rights, which was channeled through Alan Michael in 1947 and sets the context for a new world to come into being that is total equality for all people and uses an economy beyond money of free giving and receiving where everyone participates. And the way to get this great idea in motion is to organize and carry out a great worldwide work stoppage karma yoga exercise as a great world celebration that takes this old world and turns it into a brand spanking new space age paradise, healing all of the problems here, beginning to set up the ways and means for the total sharing of all things by keeping only the necessary services and supplies rolling while we let all else fall out of the picture. And this is all done with joy and includes everyone on the planet. No judgment of anyone. So part three of the World Master Plan is about bringing into being the great idea of Spirit God's 30-30 plan, which is our 30-day rotational plan where we serve according to the schedule adopted by our own communal democratic organizations. Everyone participates freely in our new industries, which are organized as a great one-world company that has no owners and run by the workers through autonomous communal self-government. No one draws wages because we institute a system whereby every person's needs are met freely. People will govern themselves according to the precepts in Spirit God's New Covenant World Bill of Rights. For 30 days, half the people operate the planet's industrial and service facilities to produce and distribute all things needed, while the other half enjoys the free use of all the recreational opportunities on the planet. People then switch roles for the next 30 days and so on. 30 days of serving followed by 30 days of recreation. Many have dreamed about a world utopia that Spirit God would bring, and all our tears would be wiped away. Well, it's coming about now, right before our eyes, as the yin and yang forces on the planet, the left and right wings, synthesize together to end private property and the system of getting for self. There will be no more war, crime, disease, poverty, or mortal death. The New Jerusalem, galactic mothership, comes down from God out of heaven. From space. You can read about this in Revelation 21, 1-3, and comes into orbit about the new Earth, which in Galactica is called Placentia, planet of plenty and rebirth. Spirit God, which is the universal mind in all space, does all these wonderful things for us now. It has taken all of the last 20,000 years to fill the planet's aura with enough positive thought of the God-mind spirit so that the bodies could be animated in loving, kind ways, and sharing would prevail in all things. The souls who are bound up here cannot be put back into eternal bodies on a galactic spaceship and taken back into normal universe until their soul body's cognition switches are again in harmony with normal universe. We repeat, we are not talking about the old man-god up in heaven on a throne. The people here do not know much yet of real creation universe, but they will now learn that the spaceships that come from Galactica are here to bring in God's kingdom for all people. Spirit God brings this coming thousand-year period of great spiritual health and happiness and ends the exploitation of the creative people by the owners of business and industry. The opposites of labor and capital have all been relative to each other since the coming of the industrial age. In the new world, we transcend all of these relative opposites, which are under the illusion of separate good and evil, creating a social economic synthesis through a system of free giving and receiving. We replace private property and money with a new free system in which all people share in the common wealth of the whole planet. No one loses anything, and everyone serves together to bring forth a world of total abundance. That's the end of this channeling for this week. We love you. Thanks for listening to Share the World. See you next time. Bye-bye.